Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Okay, say yeah, Dave.
Whatever.
Whatever, Dave.
It's the Whatever, Dave Radio Network, wherever fine podcasts are ignored.
Week two of the new music.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
It's day three of Elon Musk being the owner in name so far only of Twitter, and yet I feel no different.
Has it been 3 days already?
I think the deal was closed on Tuesday, yeah.
They free speech, though. Free speech.
I mean, I guess. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel about this. Everyone has a very strong opinion, and I'm just, I don't know. Number one, I don't use Twitter that much anymore. Number two, I don't really have much of an opinion on Elon Musk other than he's like kind of weird, but of course he's kind of weird. He's super rich. All super rich people are super weird.
Hey, watch it.
Not you. Well,
okay.
You are not weird, Richard. You are gifted.
Oh,
a gift from God.
Oh,
but yeah, I mean, it's broken down mostly along party lines. The, liberal contingency out there is acting like this is the end of civilization. And, the people on the right are acting like this is like the biggest liberation since we broke away from England. And I think both sides are kind of overestimating what Elon Musk is going to do with Twitter.
Is he going to start charging people to use it?
I think there's already some subscription service called Twitter Blue.
Yes.
Where I think it just means you don't get ads and you might get some other features. I think it's going to mostly remain free, but I like the thought of an edit button. I use the edit button a lot on Facebook.
As do I.
If I make a typo, more often than not, I make a typo whenever I tweet, so I have to delete it and repost it.
I would prefer you do that and issue a retraction every time you do that.
Take it up with Elon Musk. I think he's taken a suggestion.
No, I'm talking about you on your Facebook. I want you to issue a retraction anytime you misspell something.
Well,
instead of editing it.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
But I would like you to.
Well, Richard, maybe we can compromise elsewhere.
Agree to disagree.
All right. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah, I think both sides are kind of overestimating what Elon Musk is going to do with Twitter. I don't think you're going to notice much of a difference. There's going to be slightly more people reposting Babylon Bee articles thinking it's real news. There'll be slightly more vitriol. And I think that's it.
What about former President Trump saying that he's not going to go back on Twitter, even if allowed, and just tweet on his own socials?
Well, you know what? Actually, I think this is the nail in the coffin for Truth Social, Trump's social media platform. They've got no hook anymore. If Elon Musk is saying that Twitter is going to be
that's a good point.
Uncensored, unregulated.
That's a valid point, actually. I didn't even think about that.
What's going to happen to Parler?
I don't know. You know, I have an account on Parler.
No, you don't, do you?
My screen name is George Soros.
Is it?
And I forgot the password. But actually, I think this is bad news for Truth Social. I think Trump will come back to Twitter, you know, if Truth Social goes under. But I mean, here's the thing. Echo chambers are no fun. Half the reason people post political stuff on social media is because they get off on the reaction they get. They get off on triggering the libs. Mm-hmm. And if there's no libs to trigger, they're going to get bored and go back to Twitter.
They might get in. They might start eating their own. People who like to get into fights can get into fights no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
I've seen it happen of people who agree on the exact same thing or go at each other.
Right. They'll like, right. Like you're not as upset. It's like a competition. You're not as upset about this as I am.
Right. Right.
You know, a lot of times I've been in online arguments, which I don't get in online arguments anymore. Where like we agree on 99% of the stuff, and then the 1% we disagree on, they like treat you like a piece of human garbage. It's very weird. It's very weird. But I actually think Elon Musk buying Twitter and making it free speech above all else, no moderation, people can just get on there and say whatever they want. I think that's bad news for Truth Social. I think that's bad news for Rumble. I think it's bad news for Parler. Because Twitter is already established, and these other places, they're their gimmick is has been usurped.
I like how instead of opening up a homeless shelter or a cancer wing at an institute, he decides to buy a social media platform with $11 billion.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't holding my breath thinking that he was going to do that. I also didn't think he was going to buy Twitter. So who knows? Didn't he tell like the UN to give him like a budget or something or some kind of like itemized list and he can end hunger?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. So vaguely. Yeah. Yes. I should look into that.
I wonder how that's coming along. I think he said it was like $6 billion.
It's good that you brought that up. Boy, he paid twice that for Twitter.
Yeah.
Wasn't it $11
billion? Yeah.
Something like that?
Twitter he bought for $44
billion. What?
Yeah.
You're joking.
Maybe he's still working on it. I don't know.
$44 billion.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And I really think he's doing it just to like mess with the board of Twitter. Like every day the news says Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter and fire the entire board. I guess when you have $44 billion lying around, you can do that. So we'll see. I actually think that the far right free speech absolutists are actually, they're probably going to get frustrated with Elon Musk because I don't think he's going to put the radical changes in place that they think he's going to. But we'll see.
I never thought he was a conservative person.
He's not, but the conservatives
are using him as a
they're very much celebrating this because they they don't like
that
the censorship. I
he invented the he didn't invent it, but
I don't
procured
know
procured a version of the electric car.
Yeah, so I'm not ready to say that Elon Musk buying Twitter is a great thing or a terrible thing.
You're indifferent.
Yeah. And speaking of rich, weird people, is this Johnny Depp trial over?
No, it's still going as far as I know. More interesting, I thought.
You can add Johnny Depp and Amber Heard to the list of celebrities that I've learned, everything I've learned about them, I've learned against my will. You can add them to the Jada and Wills. You can add them to the Machine Gun Kellys and Megan Foxes. You can add them to the Kardashians and Travis Barker and
Ernie.
Yeah, Pete Davidson, the two gay guys in the balcony of the Muppets. Actually, I like those guys.
Oh, my gosh. But, I do, too.
But
I celebrate their love.
I do my best to not learn anything about these couples. And somehow I know everything about them. And this trial is, bizarre, Rich. What? As I mentioned, I've been trying not to learn anything. So why don't you recap some of the weirdest stuff that has come out of this trial? I know that there's been the memes going around about how Amber Heard.
The grumpy.
Yeah, the grumpy in the bed.
She did something in their bed and then blamed it on the dogs.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Depp described at length why these size dogs wouldn't produce something like that, which was pretty comical. And then today, Amber Heard was being cross-examined, and the lawyer objected to his own statement, which was pretty ridiculous.
It's kind of like when Joe Biden forgets where he is in a debate.
Yeah.
He cedes his time back.
It was very similar to that. That's what happened today. That's the latest silly thing that's happened.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not team either one of them. I have a feeling both are abusive and both are toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Actors are weird to me anyway.
Sure.
I mean, their job is to fake it.
They're eccentric. And yes.
And when you're successful as those two, they're probably pretty good liars. On top of that, I think being in Hollywood probably sucks your soul out of your body and replaces you with an empty shell pretty early. There was those weird text messages from Johnny Depp to a friend about burning Amber Heard's body and then doing explicit things to it. So I don't know. Rich, as you say, while watching sports, I hope they both lose.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know what's happened to Johnny Depp. How has he become what he's become? So I remember Johnny Depp, obviously. The first time we saw him was in the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay? Well, yes.
I mean, he's aged 30 years.
He wore that crop top.
And then we remember him from 21 Jump Street.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
Now all of a sudden he's got this accent. He's like very eclectic.
Yeah.
Is he like from like Tennessee or Kentucky or
Kentucky?
Or, I mean, it's like
when Madonna all of a sudden had a British accent.
Right. Yeah. Like what's happened to him? Like
I think he's just an idiot.
He's just like changed. It's so weird.
Uh-huh.
The whole transformation of Johnny Depp from what I remember Johnny Depp to what he is now is just, it's very awkward.
Yeah. And, didn't he move to Europe a while ago?
He
and
did.
That's where he got that fake British accent.
But the way he talks, everything is just like, oh, yeah, he's very soft spoken.
Maybe he's been in so many movies, he doesn't remember who he really is.
I mean, it's like, you know, I even Donnie Brasco, you know, and the pirate movies and, you know, it's just, I don't know.
His Tim Burton stuff. Too.
Yeah. Forget that. Those movies probably would drive you to weird places.
Yeah.
Anytime you work with Tim Burton. Yeah, for sure.
He's still stuck in Captain Jack Sparrow mode.
Yeah, maybe. He is. He talks.
What if he showed up to court with an eye patch and a peg leg?
That'd be cool.
Would you find that like out of the ordinary with him? Probably not.
Sir, you cannot have that parrot on your shoulder. Oh, that's my lawyer. And real quick before we move on to Dave's stack of stuff, just a show note. We are officially feuding with the Guy Gordon Show. And the reason we are feuding with the Guy Gordon Show is I brought whatever Dave up to him. What's whatever Dave? So until Guy Gordon hears this and knows what whatever Dave is, we officially have beef.
Not God.
Yeah. And all three of us have to be in on it, just like Jake Gyllenhaal after that Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
If I've got beef, we all got beef.
I don't really care all that much. Half the time, I forget this is a show.
Me too. It's pretty. I did not
know. If a podcast is uploaded and nobody listens, is it still a podcast?
How are we going to illuminate Guy about whatever Dave?
He's just going to have to find out for himself.
Okay.
So anyway, all right, Dave. I've babbled on long enough. Let's get to your stack of stuff.
Are either of you familiar with Miami Dolphins offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil?
Intimately familiar with Mr. Tunsil.
Are you?
I know him from the famous picture from draft night where he is clam baking marijuana in a gas mask. Richard, have you ever seen this picture?
I was there.
You were the one who sold him the weed.
Yes. I'm going to sell him nitrous, but he didn't want that.
It was this famous picture. From what year was this draft, Dave?
So this was right before the 2016 draft.
It looks like Bay.
Where Laremy Tunsil was supposed to go
number one, right?
Number one or in the top three. And this picture came out on draft night. I posted on his Twitter account.
Right.
And it forced him down to.
Someone hacked it, right?
He slid down to the 13th pick.
Wow. Which, well, I got to tell you, this shows you just how stupid NFL ownership is, because isn't he a perennial pro bowler?
Yeah.
And isn't offensive tackle like the most important position on the offensive line?
One of them, yeah.
It's
and,
the most important.
You know, and I got to say, you know, most of the players say that he's a pretty stand up guy.
Right. Well, I mean,
that have played with him. On the Dolphins.
I mean, if you think about it, this was 2016.
Correct.
It's 2022 now. Just six short years later, I don't think that this picture would have him falling that far down the draft board this year. And if you think about, you said he was supposed to go one, two, or three.
He's supposed to go high.
So think about all those 12 teams that passed on a Pro Bowl left tackle because he smokes weed.
Right.
Idiot.
So this NFT... proceeds will benefit the Last Prisoner Project, which supports those incarcerated for cannabis offenses.
Hmm.
So he's turning what was a bad look and what cost him at least some money back then with his first contract into something that's positive. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love this story. I mean, I still don't know why NFTs are so valuable. Dave, you brought up before the show that you can literally go on YouTube and find this video for free.
Yeah.
So I still don't know why this would be so valuable as an NFT, but I wish him luck in raising money for the charity. Did we ever find out who posted it? Wasn't it like an abusive ex-boyfriend of his mom who he like beat up because he hit her, and you know, this guy was all vengeful and he tried to ruin this dude's life.
You know, I don't remember.
I think,
but,
yeah, that was the operating theory at the time.
And obviously in 2019, he was, traded to the Houston Texans for a couple of draft picks.
The Oilers.
And in 2000.
Very
correct,
good. They used to be the Oilers.
They used to be the Oilers. That's correct.
They will always be the Oilers
and,
to me.
In 2020,
Rich is old school.
He signed a 3-year, $66 million extension with the Texans that included a $50 million guarantee. So my man's doing all right.
Why'd they change it?
Change what?
From the Oilers to the Texans.
Didn't the Oilers move to Tennessee and
that
then
is correct.
The Texans
Very
are
good.
Our expansion
oh,
team?
No kidding.
The Oilers are now the Tennessee Titans, and no the Texans way. Are now the Houston Texans.
Holy yes. smokes.
I would love to go back on that draft board and look at all the teams that passed on him because he had that picture smoking weed and just see what kind. I hope all of their offensive lines are in shambles.
Could
they,
be.
They probably aren't because of parity, but what a stupid reason to pass on someone who's going to be a Pro Bowl player for your franchise. Next topic.
This is a very disturbing but kind of funny story. A Florida bride allegedly working along with the caterer laced the wedding food with pot.
Whoa!
And everybody who ate this was lasagna at a wedding. And everybody who ate it got sick.
Wow. Was this Garfield getting married? Who serves lasagna at a wedding?
Well, that's, you know, hey, listen, you know, whatever comfort food, you know, there's usually pasta, you know, like the
right.
Masticcioli.
There's a chicken and a beef dish normally.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. A potato.
Marsala.
Yep. A potato.
And
a
then
potato.
According to body cams.
I love wedding bread.
When the police arrested her, she was laughing.
Oh, because she was high as hell.
Apparently.
That'd be my guess.
So I guess, is it better to go to a wedding with the open bar or is it just go or with the pot laced the lasagna?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, you know, as a wedding guest, I'm usually one of those people who I normally only know like the person getting married. So I'm usually seated at like a table. I'm usually sat at that miscellaneous table where no one really knows each other. You're like, okay, well,
so you're the photographer.
Right, exactly. Oh, okay. Well, you were their neighbor when they were 12 and you stayed in touch with their friend. Well, it's great to meet you. Me personally, I wouldn't be opposed to going to a wedding high. I would just like to know when I'm actually, I would like to be the one in charge of how I consume the marijuana. I could see people being upset about some surprise wake and bake lasagna.
Yeah. You know, so the bride, Dana Svoboda, 42, and the caterer, Jocelyn Bryant. 31.
Are you high right now, Dave?
Holy
I might be.
He's on the ganja. So
he can't focus.
They've been charged with tampering, culpable negligence, and marijuana delivery.
Dave,
So not only are they getting it's marijuana delivery in addition to getting people high and sick.
Yeah. Well,
this is like a double-edged problem.
Well,
here's
the thing. If you want to get blowed with your grandma, you got to get grandma's consent to put the marijuana in her system. You can't just sneak it into.
That's what I've always said.
Right. And you know, to most people, it probably just looked like some basil. They probably thought it was seasoning.
I would kind of blend in with that.
If we do. We do have pictures of the. This is what the bride.
Yeah,
this is the bride.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And
she looks like she's
and the caterer.
Wow.
I love it when you bring visual aids. Okay,
so what was their motive?
I'm not really sure. They. She has. She acted like. The people should have been excited as like they've got a gift.
Right. Well, like I said, I mean, maybe what you do instead of having walking hors d'oeuvres at cocktail hour, maybe you have. A marijuana table where people can choose to consume the marijuana or not. I mean, I would have been fine because there's too much dairy in lasagna
right.
and I wouldn't be able to eat it. So I would have had, you know, I would have had.
You'd have to drive everybody home.
Right. I'd have like the buzzkill chicken dish or whatnot.
Mm. Not only did they put it in the lasagna, but apparently there were they put a little green herb into the mixture for the olive oil for the bread.
Cool.
Wow.
So it's like you got a double dose of this stuff.
Well, Rich, as you say, they're their own party, but let people choose if they.
Yes, I agree with you.
I mean, who knows if Dave, back to your open bar question.
Yeah.
If I was at a wedding and there was an open bar or there was a place to get a joint or pack a bowl, I don't know. Maybe I might go for the joint or the edibles. There's
open bowl.
Yeah. An open bowl. Right. A cash bar and an open bowl. In that case, I'm going to whatever's open over whatever's cash.
Oh. And if the bowl's open, you're a dopin'.
Don't come a rockin'. Next topic.
Well, this one is special to all of our hearts, I think, this story.
We'll be the judge of that.
Dave,
taking place in Las Vegas.
What did we tell you about telling us how to feel about a story before you present it?
Because I feel like I know both of you so well at this point in time.
Don't be like the lamestream media, Dave.
So this is in Vegas. There was a CinemaCon, a convention for movie theater owners and studios.
So far, I feel nothing.
They got a first look at the new Flash movie that's coming out.
Wow.
And
that's like the 27th best superhero, Dave. Who cares?
And a return of a favorite in the Flash movie, which is Michael Keaton.
Oh, my goodness. Adam West.
Michael Keaton is Batman.
As Gung Ho. Oh, wow. As Batman.
Yes. Michael Keaton as Batman.
He's the best.
How old is Michael Keaton now? I feel like that
65,
role.
65, I think.
As much as I love Batman, Michael Keaton is Batman, and you know my theory, the best Batman is whoever played Batman when you were five.
Okay.
Which happened to be Michael Keaton. But I would imagine a man of his age, past the AARP threshold, this would be quite a physically taxing role for an octogenarian.
So in the footage that they showed at CinemaCon, a secret bookshelf door opens to reveal a shadowy room full of bat suits, and later the Flash and Supergirl recruit Keaton's Batman for what's tipped to be a multiverse adventure featuring different versions of the DC characters. So they're taking a page out of the Marvel book from all the Spider-Man movies. But the quote that Barry says, the name of the Flash, he says, "Are you ready to Batman?" And Bruce Wayne, who is maskless, he responds, "You want to get nuts?"
No, he did it.
Let's get nuts.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's the best line of the whole movie. Rich and I are actually in a Facebook group called the unofficial. I think you're in it too, Dave.
Yeah.
The unofficial Michael Keaton Academy of Getting Nuts.
Correct.
And the amount of Michael Keaton universe content that this place cranks out is amazing.
So the crowd apparently went nuts because that was obviously his famous line from 1989's Batman. And the Flash is also set to have the return of Ben Affleck's Batman.
Okay.
And Michael Shannon's General Zod from the DC Extended Universe movies.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze.
I don't know if Mr. Freeze is going to be making a return.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze.
Michelle Pfeiffer is
Cool Party. Everybody chill.
Then
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman and Joker. Oh, I'm sorry. And Jack Nicholson as both Joker and the Wolf from the 1994 major motion picture Wolf. Starring Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Then Mike's favorite guy came out, Dwayne Johnson. He surprised CinemaCon
now?
Later on.
That's okay. I still love him.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
He's Black Adam.
And he's promoting Black Adam, his new movie. And then, of course, Jason Momoa, he's promoting Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Yeah. This is I got to say, I think I'm the one person on Earth who doesn't like the Marvel universe and all these cross pollinations of universes. It's way too overwhelming for me.
I have to agree because I just happened to be watching the latest Spider-Man movie this afternoon before I came here.
Are you going to have the Joaquin Phoenix Joker along with the Jack Nicholson Joker along with the Jared Leto Joker
and the Heath Ledger Ramiro. Joker?
Well, you won't be able to do that.
But here's the deal. Well, you tell me you couldn't bring him back in like a hologram or whatever. But
and whoever the Joker was at the end of the Robert Pattinson, is Robert Pattinson going to be a Batman in this?
I don't know. Was the Joaquin?
It's too much.
Was the Joaquin even Joker a real Joker?
I don't know. It was more of a sequel to King of Comedy, starring Jerry Lewis and Robert De Niro.
Because of the fact that at the very end of that, they just got into the whole real story of Batman.
Right.
At the very end. So I'm not sure. Like, and I hopefully
is Mark Hamill going to play the animated Batman?
Great question.
It's a great question.
I don't know. Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
It's too much, man.
And then you're going to bring back
is Christian Bale's Batman. Like who? How do they determine which Batman's got the invite? Wasn't Robert Pattinson? Isn't that the Ben Affleck Batman? And they couldn't come to an agreement, so they switched to Robert Pattinson.
So I think so. I think so.
Now Ben Affleck's back in as Batman.
Yes, he is.
This is too much.
Yeah, I
and
know.
Billy D. Williams just as like... Two-Face. Finally.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just find out the time codes for the Michael Keaton parts, because this is too much. This is too much. It's anarchy.
I mean, we
need Batman to restore order to all these freaking universes.
They all need to be thrown into Arkham Asylum.
I mean, there's been a lot of Batmans, and everybody has their favorite Batman, and it's always a big argument. And
so would yours be Adam West, you're pushing 70, and everyone's favorite Batman was who played Batman when they were five?
If you're saying that it's your favorite, if you're saying your favorite Batman is when you were five, it would be Adam West, because that's the only Batman that was on television at that time.
That's true, because when Adam West Batman was like the 60s,
right?
And then there was no Batman until 1989,
right? When I was five, you know, it was
so. The answer to my question is yes.
And I did like the Adam West Batman.
Yeah, me too.
I was scared of the Cesar Romero Joker though.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I also was scared of the Lou Ferrigno Hulk back then too. I was five.
You know why I think maybe the Cesar Romero Joker freaked me out?
Why?
Always kind of remind me of Mommy Dearest.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But Christian Bale is my favorite Batman.
He was a good Christian Bale. I think we talked about this.
Yes.
And last time we talked about this, Gilbert Gottfried died. So I'm going to end it right there and go, next topic.
Well, okay. Not to get myself into more trouble with telling you how to feel.
Okay.
But again, a story that I found to be just perfect for one Michael Parsons.
You know, Dave, whenever you tell me I'm going to like a story.
His face turned red. I can see it.
Right. You can't see it behind this microphone flag. But I do my best to have the opposite reaction to it.
Tropicana has announced.
Oh, no.
For breakfast fans.
Okay.
They will soon be able to try a new product combining a pair of morning favorites, cereal and orange juice. Not milk, but orange juice.
Oh, I see. So, because I was going to say, everyone has orange juice with cereal. So this is your, instead of putting the milk in, you put orange juice in.
The fruit company said followers of its Instagram page will have the chance to win a box of Tropicana Crunch, described as the first cereal made for OJ.
If I win, Dave, if I win, Dave, you can have my box.
The honey almond cereal is designed to be eaten with orange juice instead of milk.
This would be a great idea.
Oh, that's right. You can't do the nuts, can you?
Yes. So strike one through three, Dave.
Oh, man.
But this would be a great idea, except for the fact that literally nobody likes orange juice. They only drink it if it's there, if they're at a continental breakfast.
Here is the promotional picture.
Thank you, Dave.
I love your visual aids. Tropicana makes a fine orange juice.
Do you like orange juice?
I do.
I
freshly squeezed, especially.
I struggle with orange juice my whole life. I feel like I should like it more. I like Sunny D.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've always wanted.
I like purple stuff.
Yeah, I've always wanted to try the purple stuff.
Me too. According to its website, they say when this is going to be, the specifics on the giveaway will be announced on Star Wars Day, May 4th.
Okay.
And prepare your mind and cereal bowl for an unforgettable breakfast experience.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wow. Well, I guess
I'm prepared.
Once the nuts came into play, and the almond, I forgot about that. Mike's out.
I don't
know.
Well,
Rich, what about you?
There's something about.
I'm ready.
There's something about orange juice that just pisses me off. I'm sorry.
I realize that now. And I never knew that about you.
Yeah.
I find it delicious as long as I don't have heartburn or anything.
Yeah, I think maybe that's
it. Now, here's the question about orange juice.
Yeah.
Pulp? Now we're getting down to it.
Pulp or no pulp?
Ugh.
No pulp.
Thank you.
Unless it's freshly squeezed and I make it myself, I will drink the pulp.
It's gross.
Yeah.
The pulp is nasty.
Yeah, it's more filling. You get more for your buck, I guess, if you buy the pulp.
Get stuck in your teeth. It's gross.
I prefer it without the pulp if I'm buying it store-bought. But when you make it yourself, you really have no choice. There's going to be a little bit of pulp.
If we happen to get our hands on a box of this, will you eat it and try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, another radio stud.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because we're already trying to be the mayor of hell from last week
I gotta set that up.
You gotta get on that.
Yeah. Dave's full of great stunts. And in fact, I would love to do it, Dave, because there's great ASMR involved with the crunching of cereal. I love it.
I gotta say,
I'm thinking about it right now, and I can't stop thinking about it now.
ASMR has the opposite effect on me.
Just like orange juice.
Yeah. God, I'm just a contrarian tonight, aren't
That's all right.
I? Gotta believe that.
You're gonna try your hardest.
I gotta believe
that.
That's true. You, Rich, you know, leading the charge of this whatever Dave podcast for the healthier lifestyles of all of us.
Oh, you think so, huh?
With a vitamin D, and I just think it's the you know, nutrition, the nutrition value of this.
Yeah,
I think that you ought to lead the charge.
It's tart. It's refreshing. It's colorful. It's chock full of nutrients.
It's got some sweet and sour both built into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mike. No, Mike's out. He can't.
I also like pineapple juice. I can go through all the juices I like if you want. Do we have time? What's a counter look like?
You know what? I'll just edit out some of Dave's stories to make time for you. Listing off all your favorite juices.
What are you trying to say? That his listing off his juices is more important than the stories?
Hey, my juices are none of your business.
Boy, this show has really changed.
Number 25, papaya. Number 24, pear juice.
Oh, no.
Honorable mention, carrot.
I'm so happy that we went corporate.
Right.
Maybe not. I'm losing airtime.
I love cranberry.
Have we been taking away your airtime, Dave?
I think that I'm losing airtime because we've gone corporate.
Uh-oh. I'm losing brain cell.
But that's why you need to try this breakfast cereal.
I'm sure it'll be delicious. I can't wait. I told you, I'm readily available for the discussion of it.
Hey, here's another social media platform that's going to go nowhere.
Lay it on me, my man.
It's called Be Real.
Oh.
I guess what you do is you download it, and then you get a little notification that says you have 2 minutes, and you have to take your phone out and just take a picture of whatever you're doing. Oh. And both your front and your back camera takes a picture, and then it uploads to like some kind of some kind of like site. And I guess what it's supposed to do is, you know, everyone says social media is the highlights. It's just showing the highlights. It's supposed to be like more real and more authentic.
I see.
What if you're on the toilet?
More run of the mill.
I gotta believe that you might
there's
see
gonna
some
be a
of
lot
that
of that.
And I also gotta believe that
this thing's gonna be overtaken by weirdos.
Maybe this is never mind. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
What, Dave? We can always edit it
I
out.
I was just gonna say that maybe this is gonna be Rich's Be Real video after he tries the cereal.
It would definitely be mine. This is a good time to end this episode.
I think so.
So Thank you to everyone but Guy Gordon for listening. We'll be back next.